Good morning, everyone. Well, I'm preaching this weekend, in all the masses this weekend, because it's a time of the year when once again all the pastors in the Diocese of San Diego are tasked or requested to invite the faithful in the Diocese of San Diego to participate in the annual Catholic appeal or campaign. And so it is for this reason that I take this opportunity to speak to you and to highlight the significance of this endeavor to our diocese and also to our parish. But before anything else, I would like to thank you for your participation in last year's campaign. Whether you participated through your prayers or your sacrifices or your financial help, thank you so much. And because of your generosity, we were able to successfully reach our assessment or our goal and also help the diocese and also our parish in a tremendous way. The annual Catholic appeal or campaign is a vital support to four areas of concern in the diocese and also in parishes. Because the annual Catholic appeal, first of all, supports or assists Catholic education of children. In the diocese, there is a network of 45 outstanding Catholic schools educating nearly 13,000 students every year. And while most of these schools are in great shape, others are not, and are truly in need of diocese support. So the diocese provides some funding to some Catholic schools in need, impacting the lives of many students. This fund also allows the office Catholic schools or the diocese itself to invest in staff development for the Catholic schools, teachers, and educators to be able to deliver innovative instruction and leadership. Secondly, the ACA, or the Annual Catholic Appeal, provide funds for faith formation program in the diocese and parishes, and it supports the works of evangelization and catechetical ministry. And this is where we send our directors for religious education, or youth minister, and even our catechists to get their certification and credits in order to teach religion in parishes in the diocese. Third, the Annual Catholic Appeal, or ACA, assists Catholic charities, which is the arm of the diocese to respond to its calling to do works of mercy and charity, especially to our poor, vulnerable, marginalized, and displaced brothers and sisters, embracing them with love and compassion, with the love and compassion of Jesus, allowing them to feel dignified and precious. And the last area of concern which the Annual Catholic Appeal funds or support is the formation of clergy, and also supports other formation for deacons and also our retired priests. You know, the diocese is so fortunate that four new priests were ordained last year, and our parish, our own parish, is benefited from this blessing with Father Chris being assigned as an associate pastor here at St. Martin of Tours as his first assignment. And we also have Deacon Sean, who was here for a year for his pastoral exposure. Now, he was ordained last December as a deacon, and he's currently on his way to being ordained to the priesthood sometime in June. And who knows? Some of our Boy Scouts here will one day become a priest and considering or discerning for the priesthood. And so, currently we have 13 seminarians on formation, and we pray that they will all persevere through our prayers, our sacrifices, and our support. Now, the ACA also supports formation of deacons. You know, in the diocese, we cannot really, without deacons, we could hardly probably dispense some of the sacraments. You know, Deacon Paul is doing a lot in our parish. And so this ACA also supports their formation. And it also supports pastoral care of 52 retired priests in our diocese. And of course, two of whom still actively serving us in our parish. Father Jim, our own Father Jim, and also Father Alex. You know, our retired priests gave so much of their lives for the church. Father Jim has spent his life, more than 50 years as a priest, serving the diocese, and also Father Alex. And they have given so much of their lives for the church. And now it is time for us, it is our turn, to take care of them so that they will not have to worry about their insurance or health care or prescription drugs or any other needs. And so the ACA fund is so important in these areas of concern in our diocese. Now, probably you are wondering or maybe asking the question, well, will my ACA contribution be a part of the settlement or part of the bankruptcy that the diocese is considering to file in response to the sexual allegations that happened decades past? Well, the short and simple answer to this question is no. It's no. It is because all your contribution and donations given to the appeal are protected funds. They are restricted funds, which means that they are used only according to what you, donors, intended your contributions to be spent and allocated. You know, another benefit that the ACA also gives is that it is like a double-edged sword. This means that through the ACA, we will help both our diocese and our parish. And how does this work? You know, our parish assessment this year, or our contribution to the appeal this year, is $45,000. So for instance, our parish at the end of the ACA year will collect $60,000. 45 of that $60,000 will go to the diocese, as that is our assessment, that is our contribution, that is our share. But the remaining $14,000 will stay, will be kept in our parish. So this is an incentive attached to the appeal, because this is an additional income to the parish, which will tremendously help us in our operating expenses, especially these times when our parish, as most other parishes do, is still recovering from the pandemic. My friends, in this Sunday's Gospel, we see a snippet of the day or the busy everyday life of Jesus. "Everyone is looking for you," said Simon and all those who were pursuing him. Jesus' fame and popularity had become widespread that everyone longs to see him, to touch him, to listen to him. He was going around all over Galilee healing, preaching, driving out demons, doing great wonders like they've never seen in their lives. And Jesus said, "This is the purpose, this is the mission for which I'm sent to do, to bring good news of salvation to all." And he shared this mission, he shared this purpose to the apostles down through the ages up to our time. And Jesus continues to accomplish this mission on earth through us, his disciples. Our annual Catholic appeal theme this year is United in Christ. And what an appropriate gospel we hear this Sunday as we kick off ACA campaign, because our participation in the ACA allows us to live out our unity in Christ in accomplishing his mission on earth. We are not only united in Christ in faith, we are also united in Christ in mission. Through our ACA participation, we can make a big difference in the lives of our brothers and sisters who benefit from the many ministries and programs in our diocese and in our parish. Through our support and contribution, whether large or small, but generously given nevertheless, we continue to proclaim the good news of salvation to our society. And so, my friends, join me then in this year's annual Catholic Appeal Campaign. I will make my own pledge. I will make my own donation, just as I did last year. And as we start this campaign, I want to encourage you to commit to do three things. Three things. First is to reflect. Reflect on the many good things God has bestowed upon you, and be ready to share those blessings through the ACA. Second, I encourage you to pray. To pray and to ask for guidance and inspiration as to how you can contribute and participate in this appeal. And third, participate. You know, this week, you will receive an envelope from the parish. If you are a registered parishioner, and there will also be some at the back for those who are not registered, even in your pews. So in this letter, included in this letter is an envelope, is my letter as your pastor appealing to your participation, and also a brochure of the annual Catholic Appeal explaining all the various ministries and programs it supports, and also the instruction on how to make donations. So it is very easy to participate. You can make a one-time donation, or you can make a pledge and pay it over time for the remaining months of this year. And so, I want to thank all of you from the bottom of my heart for your generosity. Let us leave our mission as disciples of Jesus Christ by supporting the Church in her work and in her ministry. Thank you so much, and God bless you. God will never be outdone in His generosity. God bless all of you.